I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1175, Dueling Tombs. When you go to the Holy Land, there are plenty of sights to see, and I appreciate the honesty of the guides. Some of the places they take you to are traditional sites for biblical events, but there's no proof that that's the actual location where the event took place. However, there are other sites that you can visit with almost certainty that the location is correct. That would include places like the southern steps of the Temple Mount, the Sea of Galilee, Caesarea Philippi, the synagogue location in Capernaum, the Garden of Gethsemane, and so on. Then there are places that argue over the exact location. And some people get very attached to their favorite spot. One of those locations involves the Dueling Tombs. T2G is about the two greatest commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors ourselves. It's really easy to love a God who died for us and rose for us. In Jerusalem, there are two primary spots associated with the crucifixion and resurrection, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the Garden Tomb. Now, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre is a madhouse. It's crazy town. It's people everywhere. It doesn't feel holy. It feels hectic. Three major Christian communities serve as the custodians of the Holy Sepulchre. They include the Greek Orthodox, the Franciscan Order, and the Armenian Church. Yet, that is the site that would have been outside the city walls, and the early Christians believed it was the place of the cross and the resurrection, plus there are first century tombs there. The Romans destroyed Jerusalem at the end of the first century, and there's evidence that in the early 2nd century, the Romans built a pagan temple at this location dedicated to the Greek gods. Later in the 4th century, Constantine's mother, Helena, came looking for the spot. And as a result, she ordered a building around that location. While there is much dispute about her mission and intent, a common 4th century Byzantine-style church was built here in the shape of the cross. But then there's the Garden Tomb. Now, the Garden Tomb just feels right. It feels like the place. It's near what looks like the place of the skull on the rock face beside it. And it's peaceful there. It's orderly. It's quiet. It's reflective. But discovered about 1,800 years after the event, the tomb's history is based on a lot of speculation. While there seems to potentially be a fit with the biblical account, the science doesn't quite agree. Modern archaeology has determined that the age of the tomb is somewhere between the 5th and the 8th century BC. And that doesn't work if Jesus' tomb was never used. But here's the point, peeps. We don't know, and we won't know, and we shouldn't care. Jesus is risen, and that's what matters. People wonder why the early disciples didn't preserve the spot of the empty tomb for future generations. The answer is simple and powerful. It was an empty tomb. The disciples weren't consumed with a tomb that was empty. They were focused on a Lord that was living, and so should we be. Today, we sometimes miss the point, and we're still looking for what Mary was looking for, where the body was laid. Mary was so consumed with this that she didn't recognize the one for whom she was looking. He was standing right in front of her, speaking to her in her own language. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she said, "Because they've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know it was Jesus. He's not there, friends, because he's here. He's alive with us now by his Spirit. Thanks be to God. Have you ever gotten into a religious argument that didn't really matter, but it caused you to miss the main point? Let's pray this prayer from Christine Kane. Father, I thank you for the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, it is good news. We take a moment now and thank you. We thank you, Jesus, that you not only died on the cross for our sins, but you rose from the dead so that we can have victorious, overcoming Christian life here on earth as in heaven. Father, let everyone walk in the power of the resurrection truth. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1176. And in the meantime, how many times are we desperately seeking the Lord and yet we don't see him right in front of us? The gift of the resurrection is what has happened, not where it happened. When we focus on the location and not the event itself, we miss the point. That's what the angels were saying. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He's not here, he's risen. So let's go and see the places where Jesus walked and speculate about this place or that place. But the greatest story of all is that he lives. And that's why we don't have to worry about the debate over dueling tombs.